Mishnah Gimel. After this first Kohen who was chosen had done the Trumas Hadeshen, he had set up the wood on the Mizbeach, and whatever other services he merited to do, the Kohen would get together again, and anybody who wanted to be part of that day's service, they would again stand around this Kohen who was in charge, and again he would pick out a random large number and start counting. And the person he would land on, him and the 12 people immediately after him, so altogether 13 Kohanim, they would merit to perform the next group of services, which the Mishnah will now list. Hapais HaSheni, the second sort of lottery, again, the way it was done is how we explained them standing in a circle. So what was done by the Kohanim who were chosen? Mishoichet, the first Kohen, he would be the one who would slaughter the Korban Tomid. The Kohen next to him, Mizorek, who would throw the blood of the Korban Tomid onto the Mizbeach, it would be that person next to the first Kohen. Mimidash Mizemeh HaPanimi, who would merit to clean the ashes from the inner Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaZohov, which was inside the Mishamikdash's building itself. That would be the third Kohen, Mimidash Nesamenorah, who would clean out and prepare the menorah in the morning. That would be the fourth Kohen along. And according to many, he would also be the one who would end up lighting the menorah in the afternoon. But for now, the Mishnah is talking about what was done in the morning, and that was just to clean out the menorah from the previous day's oil and wicks. So that's the first four Kohanim. Now the next six Kohanim, once the Korban Tomid was slaughtered already, the next six Kohanim would transport the various limbs of the Korban Tomid, which were going to be offered on the Mizbeach, they would transport them from where they were slaughtered to the ramp of the Mizbeach. And they would be placed on the lower half of the ramp. The Mishnah in Shkolim explains that they would be placed on the west side, although other versions in that Mishnah actually do read the east side, but certainly according to everybody they were placed on the lower half of the ramp in the Mizbeach. So says the Mishnah, this lottery was also to decide which Kohanim, or mi male varim lakevesh, which Kohanim would bring up the limbs of the Korban Tomid onto the ramp, the lower half of the ramp. So that would be the next six Kohanim. The first of those would transport Horosh, the head, then out of Pesukim. The first limb which has to be transported is the head. But since there's not a lot of meat which is on the head, the skull of the animal, the Horegel, so the back leg, the right leg of the animal, that is brought together with the head, because that has a lot of meat. That is the limb which has the most meat, and since right is more important than left, so the head and the right leg are brought together. And then the second of these six Kohanim, Shtei Yodayim, he would transport the front two legs, the next Kohen, Ha'oiketz V'Haregel, the tail of the animal and the back left leg. The next Kohen would bring Hechoz V'Hagira, the fat which is by the chest of the animal, the Hagira, and the meat of the neck of the animal. And this also included other limbs, such as part of the ribs, and the heart, and some other limbs. Alright, next Kohen would bring up Ushtead Fonois, the two literally sides of the animal, referring to the spine and the liver and also some parts of the animal which were around there. And the last of the six Kohanim would bring up Vahakravayim, the intestines, the innards of the animal. He'd bring those up on a bowl onto the ramp of the Mizbeach. So now that's the first 10 Kohanim, and there remain another three. So those three would do Vasiles. He would bring up the flour of the Korban Tomid. There was a Korban Mincha, which was a flour offering, which was brought together with the Korban Tomid. So he would bring that onto the Mizbeach, the Hachavitin. The 12th Kohen would bring up the Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavitin, which was the Kohen Gadol's flour offering, which he brought each day together with the Korban Tomid. It was mixed with oil, and so the 12th Kohen would transport the Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavitin onto the Mizbeach, and finally the 13th Kohen, Vahayayin, he would bring up the wine, which was used for Yayin Nesech, where they would pour wine onto the Mizbeach as part of the offering. And so altogether we have Shlosh Osar Kohanim Zochubay, 13 Kohanim who merited to be part of these services. Now it's important to note that this was all the Kohanim who merited to do any of these services in the Korban Tomid of the morning would also do it in the same way in the afternoon. Every day the Korban Tomid was brought both in the morning and in the afternoon. So they wouldn't do another lottery in the afternoon, rather those Kohanim who did it in the morning would do exactly the same thing in the afternoon for the Korban Tomid of the afternoon. Now, in terms of what order the limbs were brought onto the Mizbeach, the reason for the order, which we mentioned until now, was based on how much meat each limb has. For example, we saw that the head has very little meat, whereas the back leg has a lot of meat, and therefore they are brought together first. And after that, the order is pretty much based on how much meat they have. The limbs with the most meat would be brought first, etc. Now, Omar ben Azai nifnei Rabbi Akiva mishum Rabbi Yeshua, then Azai said in front of Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, the order is slightly different because derech hiluchei ha'karev, according to the way of the walking of the animal, that is how it was offered up. Meaning if you have an animal which is walking, so it's in the position of walking, so you start from the head and then you go backwards in terms of which limbs are brought first. Now the truth has been Azai does agree with the first lot, and that is the head and the back right leg. It's learned from Pesukim that the head needs to be brought first, and then since there's not a lot of meat, so the back leg is brought together with it. But after that, according to Ibn Azai, how the limbs are brought onto the ramp of the Mizbeach is based on the order of the positioning of those limbs in the animal, and not based on how much meat is contained within each limb.